Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeremy, the special election for the NY26 Congressional District is coming up on April 30th with early voting starting on Saturday. What are your expectations with this race going forward into the next few days here?
Well, it's a very important race. I mean, it's determining who the next congressman is in our district here in the heart of our community. So I hope that it energizes folks to come out and vote. We've got multiple options for them to vote. They can vote early from the 20th through the 28th. Polls are open noon to 9 on weekdays and 9 to 5 on weekends. And then we have the vote early by mail option. They can go to our website, elections.erie.gov, and they can get a ballot to vote from home. Or they can vote on Election Day, the 30th. On that day, go back to their polling location, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., and during the early voting period, they can use any of the 38 sites we have across the county.
How interesting is this race with the number of voters in the NY26 Congressional District?
Well, you know, the thing is, during a special election, anything could happen. So I know that Senator Kennedy has been working awfully hard. His team, alongside us at Democratic headquarters, have been really trying to make sure that we get our identified voters out and get our folks out to vote who we know are supporting us, because it's just people aren't used to this. They're not used to voting in April, and we want to make sure that there aren't any surprises here.
Does an April election affect the voting in any way? I know that it's not every day that you have an election like this in the month of April. I mean, how hard or challenging is it to get people to vote at a time like this?
It's challenging. You know, back, I think it was 8 or 9 years ago now, or actually it was longer than that, that Governor Hochul won that special election for Congress in a heavily Republican district. We defeated Jane Corwin in that special election. We don't want to see that happen here, so we're working hard. It's difficult to mobilize folks, particularly since we just had the presidential primary on April 2nd as well. So some folks may be confused, but the senator has worked awfully hard to have great television commercials, a great mail plan. We're doing door knocking. We're making phone calls. So we expect a big victory on April 30th.
And what lies ahead for Tim Kennedy once the April 30th election is complete? What happens following that for him?
Well, hopefully he's successful that night and he'll be sworn into Congress soon after. I hope that it's in the first session when they're back in Congress so that we can have federal representation here. As I said, the district is incredibly important to us. Our community relies heavily on federal funding on so many levels. And we really need that seat, someone fighting for us, and we think Tim Kennedy is that guy.
And, of course, afterwards, there's also the possibility that he's going to have to win two more elections before he's in the seat for the next term, which would be 2 years, right?
Right. And, I mean, if there's someone who's cut out to run three elections in 8 months, it's Tim Kennedy. You know, he's been working awfully hard to both be a senator right now and deal with the budget in Albany, but also have everything lined up for him to work hard to make sure he's a strong candidate here.
Is it too early to tell in terms of just the June primary that what kind of competition he's looking at?
Well, right now there's a court action to remove his opponent from the ballot, but there's also objections in Albany at the State Board of Elections that they will determine down there whether his opponent makes the ballot or not.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.